The Fan on Demand. He has traveled the world to bring you the story. Get it first, fast, and unfiltered. Now, this is the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
We figured that since the Leafs are cleaning out their lockers today, that since school's out for the Leafs after their loss in Game 7 to the Boston Bruins, we'd kind of have a school mem going here. Sort of. I don't know, whatever it is. Whatever the hell you call it. Whatever, you know, mem, whatever the hell it is. Meme, that's it, meme. We figured we'd have one of those going today. So we want to know from you. At 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. Just a report card on the Leafs. And I want your letter grade on the Leafs, and I also want you to tell me who you think needs to come to summer school. Who needs to return for summer school, all right?
Talking noise with all of my homies.
Yeah.
Finna go back to school.
Little Afro Man. That's all you're hearing of that one, believe me. Unless you're listening to satellite radio, in which case we could play the whole damn thing. Or Tim and Sid, in which case they'd play the whole thing and beep it out, but then it would just be beep, beep, beep. Anyhow, 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. Can never have too much Afro Man. Glenn Healy of Hockey Night in Canada joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Hello, Mr. Healy.
Hello, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So when the Leafs Brain Trust addresses the ink-stained wretches today, it's probably going to be a pretty positive message, don't you think?
Well, I think they've got a lot to build on. I think they've got a lot to build towards. There's a kind of a mixed bag of messages, and they've taken a step forward. And kind of the 11 minutes of that game seven was like the Coles Notes version of their season.
Mm-hmm.
So they pretty much know what they've got to improve on. The 11 minutes of that game was the Coles Notes version of the Boston Bruins team.
Mm-hmm.
So Boston knows what they got to improve on. It was a weird kind of animal on that night. But they'll certainly address the issues they've got to address because we all know what they are.
Yep.
We watched the whole year and it came to fruition in that 11 minutes of hockey we watched.
With Glenn Healy of Hockey Night in Canada on the Jeff Blair Show. I guess there's kind of there has to be a balance here for Dave Nonis and his group and Randy Carlisle, doesn't there? Because you don't want to read too much into that 11 minutes. But at the same time, as you say, that 11 minutes really reflected a lot of what we saw this year, an ability to get the puck out of their own end, some lackadaisical defense, rebounds. Being outshot, it really did, as you say, serve as the Coles Notes version of the season. But I guess my concern is that's the thing that's going to linger in everybody's mind all through the summer. How do Carlisle and Nonis start the process or structure the message so that the players remember the good things? The fans are always going to, fans are going to take a while to get over this. Media members will probably take a while to get over this. But I'm concerned about the players. What can the Leafs do to make these guys move on from this as fast as possible?
Oh, no, this one's going to be hard. This is a, this is like the Vancouver loss to Boston in Game 7.
Mm-hmm.
And where's that team at?
Oof.
They're about to implode it. It's not going to be easy for this one to go away. And it's not easy because the fans feel a certain measure. The players, a minute and 45, the puck is behind the other team's net with a two-goal lead.
Mm-hmm.
In Game 7 to get to play the New York Rangers at home with home ice advantage. I can't even describe the way I'd feel if I was a player. It could be Hudson Bay rules at that point.
Right.
You know, you watch, you know, Chara make his way to the front of the net. Dion, I know you're not going to win that battle where you can out-muscle him in front of the net. Spear him in the feet.
Yeah, engage. At least engage.
Like, there's lots of things that could happen. Kuhlman, can you get smaller?
Yeah.
Can you try to get out of the way more to block a shot? You know, even face-offs down the stretch. Can you try? It might as well have been where the linesman threw the puck to a player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you have a defenseman take the face-off? At least I know I got, you know, defenseman on center iceman and let the three forwards make their way out to try to win a battle for the next puck. You know, there's so many elements where you go, I've never seen this in the history of the National Hockey League.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a while.
Glenn, do you think that it's one of those situations where if you're Dave Nonis, I mean, obviously you have issues you have to address, and they're well documented. You still need a frontline center, all that good stuff. But do you almost have to subtract a big personality from this team in order to help get rid of the stain of this loss?
No, I would say this. You know what you're missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you've got. And they've taken a major step forward. And I would say, you know what, the last 11 minutes for Boston was exactly what their team was all about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were Jekyll and Hyde the whole year, too. And, you know, unfortunately for the Leafs, they became Jekyll at the right time. So for Toronto's standpoint, you know, you know what your team needs. There's no hiding places. You know your goaltender can't control rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
They need a goalie. They got to go get one.
You're not going to.
They need.
Really? You think you don't think James Reimer can be the guy?
No, I don't. I think you need a goaltender. And I think they need some other players to fit up front to do all the things that we talked about, all the things that we wasted our time on through the course of the regular season talking about. They need top six forwards. They need face-off guys. They need. And you could check them all off. And Dave Donis has to go get those type of players.
You know, I wanted to ask you, because you spent a lot of time this year between the benches during games. Why did Randy Carlyle not use his timeout?
Well, I think Boston used theirs.
Right.
He probably felt that that was enough.
Okay.
You know, I would say this. Why did Randy Carlyle use Grabowski and Kuhlman to check David Krejci? Or was it minus 17?
Yeah.
Between the two of them?
Right.
So that's your answer?
Okay. Right?
You know, and maybe that's the only answer he had.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only group he had to check that group that, I mean, ate him to pieces. So, yeah, there's lots of things you could look back on and go, should have done this, could have done that. It was the worst collapse in the history of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I look at. It just, you can't even draw that up on a board. And it still eats in my pit right now, and I'm sure the fans feel the same way.
Glenn, listen, I appreciate your time today. We're going to let you run. Have a great long weekend, and we'll do this again.
Well, it's great. I should be in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
Going to a Toronto game. I'm in pit with that pit in my stomach doing Pitt Ottawa.
Oof.
However. Game moves on.
Yeah. This will be a good series. It could be over quickly, but it would be a good series. I like watching Pittsburgh. I like watching Pittsburgh play.
Series, Jeff. Okay. All right, have a good one.
All right, you too. Take care. That is Glenn Healy of Hockey Night in Canada, one of our regular NHL insiders. I guess we can say that Glenn pretty clearly doesn't think that James Reimer is the real deal. I have not heard anybody in the media be that clear about James Reimer. A little surprising, because I think most of us are willing to, you know, to hitch our wagon to James Reimer. There's certainly food for thought. 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. I want your Maple Leafs letter grade. And I want to know, which Leafs player would you bring into summer school? The Leafs will be cleaning out their lockers today. We will have a special 2-hour version of Hockey Central starting at 11 o'clock. Baseball Central will be back tomorrow. It's a big day. Randy Carlyle, Dave Nonis addressing the media, Leafs players cleaning out their lockers after that loss, after that historic collapse to the Boston Bruins. So again, Hockey Central at 11, a two-hour Hockey Central, and we'll be going live to Randy Carlyle's news conference, Dave Nonis's news conference. We'll have reaction from players, and you won't want to go anyplace else. We'll have it all covered for you right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. So where I want to go for the rest of this hour is I want your letter grade on the Maple Leafs. And I want to know which Leafs player you'd be tapping on the shoulder and saying, you know that that summer vacation, well, you got to...
Back to school.
Yes.
Back to school to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool.
We will be tapping you in the shoulder and requiring your attendance at summer school. So you got to come up with a list of players, maybe only one or two, and a letter grade for the team. I got my letter grade. I got my list of summer school students. And I'll tell it to you as I take yours. I want your letter grades for the Leafs, and I want your list of players you think need to go to summer school. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590 on Twitter. You can reach me at Globe Blair. This is the Jeff Blair Show, and this is Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Now more of the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
*550-0590, *550-0590, 1-888-666-0590. The Leafs are cleaning out their lockers. Randy Carlyle, Dave Nonis to address the media today. We will have it covered from stem to stern on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. A special edition of Hockey Central at 11 o'clock. Baseball Central will return tomorrow. But we'll still have baseball talk. Jerry Howarth will join us at 10 o'clock. We'll talk about the Jays. 29 hits, 21 runs, two-game sweep of the San Francisco Giants, four wins in a row. The Jays now go on to Yankee Stadium. And the bats appear to have come around. The arms, a little early to say, but I think Ramon Ortiz gave this organization a bit of a shot in the arm, at least yesterday. So we will have some baseball talk for you. But right now we are focusing on the Leafs. As we said, it is locker clean-out day. Couple of days after that Game 7 loss to the Bruins, Leafs couldn't do it yesterday because the Killers were having a concert at the ACC, insert joke there. And so our question for you today is give me a Leafs letter grade and give me the names of Leafs players you think need to go to summer school.
Talking noise with all of my homeboys. Finna go back to school.
Maybe they'll see Afro Man when they go back to school. Maybe they can go to one of the Afrocentric schools in Toronto when they go back to school. I don't know. Anyhow, 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590, at Globe Blair on Twitter. Boy, a lot of you did not like what Glenn Healy said about James Reimer. My Twitter feed has just exploded. My letter grade for this team is a C+, a solid C+. And I admit that a lot of that is the result of that collapse. But I think it shows you, I mean, my expectations for this team at the start of the year were that they weren't going to make the playoffs. Making the playoffs to me is C, if you're the Leafs. And I like what I saw from them in the first round. But I think a C+ is fair. I think it suggests that progress was made, but it also suggests that there's work to do. Now, as far as the summer students are concerned, it's all too easy. A lot of you have already lined up Dion Phaneuf. Come to summer school. again, I need to be assured that Dion Phaneuf didn't play down the stretch without some type of injury. I need to be assured of that. If in fact that's the case, then yes, Dion Phaneuf needs to come back for a couple of weeks. Other than Dion Phaneuf, perhaps Nazem Kadri. A good final couple of games, but you know, considering that this was a 48-game regular season, there was kind of that lull. You know, Kadri kind of had a lull around the 45-game mark, 40-game mark. That concerns me a little bit because it wasn't the end of an 82-game regular season. It was near the end of a 48-game regular season. So I'd probably want to see Kadri as well. And you know what I might do? I might bring all the centers back for a week and just have them work on faceoffs. This is Glenn Healy said against Boston in that meltdown. The linesman might have well has just tossed the puck to the Bruins. So there you go. C+, a number of guys coming back to summer school. James Reimer, not one of them, despite what Glenn Healy said in this show. So James Reimer can go back to Marina and fish or golf, whatever he does. And Mikhail Grabowski would have been a candidate. I just think he just needs to rest. The guy looks so beaten up after that series. So there you go. I've got Phaneuf, Kadri, and the centers. You throw Grabowski in there as well. The centers need to come back for face-off school. Okay, we got a choice here. We've got a guy down as Dave Glenn in Oakville. So is this Dave or is this Glenn? And please tell me you're in Oakville.
I'm Glenn, and I was in Oakville, but...
Where are you now?
Still any longer. I'm okay. Actually... heading up to Collingwood, so I've been on the phone for a while.
Sorry. That's okay. It's a Rogers phone?
It is a Rogers phone.
There you go. You're helping the company. Feel good about that. Feel good about that.
I feel great about that. I'm helping pay everybody.
There you go. So give me your letter grade and your Leafs players that you would bring back for summer school.
Well, my letter grade is, some might think, off the charts, but, I mean, honestly, from my expectations... And compared, you know, they took, you know, the Stanley Cup champions, mind you, 2 years removed, to a seventh game and should have won the game. To me, they were an A. Mm-hmm. They were so far above what I expected them to do. Didn't expect them to make the playoffs. Every night you watch them, you know, except for a few games, it was an exciting game. I saw so much growth with so many players. I gave them an A, and, you know, A-plus would have been winning the Cup. I mean, they were so close to beating Boston, you know, and, you know, next year they might drop down to a C again if they don't get back. But that would be my grade. And in terms of the players going back to school, one of them you nailed is Kadri. He's got immense talent, but I think between the ears he's got to get more hockey sense. And that can be taught. The guy excites me. I was one of the guys when they set him down the first time. I thought, why? But... I just watch him out there. Sometimes he looks lost, and that's not good. He does take dumb penalties sometimes. He's trying to act like the tough guy. It's great to act tough. Doug Gilmore was tough, but he didn't take stupid penalties.
Yep.
So that's got to be gone. And the other one is Jake Gardner. I mean, I just loved watching the guy play, but in our own end, he scares the life out of me. And here's two exceptionally good talents, and if they're not handled properly, nurtured, taught at summer school, if you will, it can go the other way. And these guys got to be really, really handled properly. And that's what makes me nervous about the organization. Are they going to handle these guys properly? And I didn't think about the face-offs, but 100% dead on. All the guys got to go to school for that. That was embarrassing.
Who is your honor student?
It's someone in the score goal, but Mikhail okay. I like Grabowski.
He did work his ass off.
Through everything in that series. I mean, honest to God, I think he made a believer out of his coach, who obviously didn't like him before, and he played lights out. I mean, he didn't score, but he's my honor student for probably different reasons than most.
Great. I appreciate the call. Have a safe drive up to Collingwood. 416-870-0590, star 590, 1-888-666-0590. Give me your Leafs letter grade and the guys you're bringing back to summer school. I think I'd probably give Kessel an honor student thing. Like, give him a little whatever you get. I don't know. I was never an honor student. Hell, I was barely a student. What do you get if you're an honor student? Dylan, you look like a relatively intelligent... Travis is a lost cause, but Dylan, you look like a relatively intelligent young man. What did you get when for honor student status? Tickets to Muse or what? Okay. So you get like some sort of little certificate. You won a what? Okay, we don't need to mention that. Victor in Milton, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Good morning, Jeff. I mean, really, summer school? I mean, how about special need classes? Listen, you know, when I was in school, and it was probably the same thing for you, we had basic, we had advanced, and we had general subjects. And as far as I'm concerned, we have a lot of general players and some basic players. Mm-hmm. We don't have any advanced players except for maybe for that young defenseman. His name just escaped.
Gardner.
You know, and Kadri has a chance, but I see some holes in his game that I don't think can be repaired too much, and that has to go with attitude. Mm-hmm. And you know what it's like with some kids in school. If they have attitude, doesn't matter. All the summer school, things won't change. But there's one guy that summer school won't help, and the guy on Tim and Sid yesterday said it best. JR, he's got too many holes in his game, and that guy's dyslexic. He can't learn. I think he's too old to learn. I think you've got to get rid of him. And I think for what happened, and I think we're underestimating the impact of that loss. It's monumental. And you've got to have a pound of flesh, a pint of blood. Somebody's got to be a scapegoat for that, for it to sort of bloodlet it. And it's got to be Phaneuf. You've got to get rid of somebody. It might to show that, you know what, we're going to hold somebody accountable. But we need to get rid of them. As far as grade is concerned, C-. It's like when you're in school and the 50% is what you did in class, and then you had the exam. If you fail the exam, you can still pass, but just barely, and that's what they did. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Victor, I appreciate the call. 416-870-0590, star 590, 1-888-666-0590. I mean, it seems to me Dion Phaneuf's an easy target here. I have some suspicions about how banged up this guy is. And I need to hear that. I need to be satisfied about that before I'm willing to dump on him as much as some people are. I do agree, though, with Victor. And that's why I asked Glenn Healy about this. There are losses that organizations suffer that are so, that cut so deeply that you have to do something to remove, I guess, part of the sting from the loss. I don't know if pound of flesh is the right way to put it. I think it's more, you need to change the tune a bit. And I don't know if getting rid of Dion Phaneuf as the captain, yeah, that would certainly do it. Changing the goaltender, that would certainly do it. Although I'm really, based on what I'm seeing on Twitter, I do not detect a movement to get rid of James Reimer. Chris in Toronto, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Go ahead, Chris.
I think the Toronto Maple Leafs, I give them a B+. They played solid. They played great in the playoffs. And the guy that needs to go to summer school for 2 months is Randy Carlyle for absolutely letting his team down, not knowing who to put out there, not taking a timeout, not taking Phaneuf off the ice because he couldn't even skate anymore. Absolutely disgusting. The team played hard, and Carlyle let it go. And that's how I feel.
What did you give the team overall as a grade?
A B+. B+. Yeah. You know what? It's a shame. These guys worked so hard, and they deserve to win that Game 7 again. What were you thinking, Carlyle, by sending Phaneuf out there? He couldn't even stand up. It was disgraceful. It was terrible. Carlyle totally let the team down. The team didn't let Carlyle down. He let them down.
It'll be interesting to hear Randy's comments today, and thank you for the call, about that, about the timeout and about the that collapse. You know, I mean, coaches see one thing in the immediate aftermath of a game, but when they've had more time to think about it and more time to look at it, I think they tend to get a different view of things. And it will certainly be interesting to hear what Randy Carlyle and Dave Nonis say about this particular issue. Again, the Leafs are cleaning out their lockers today. Dave Nonis and Randy Carlyle expected to address the media. We will have a special two-hour Hockey Central starting at 11 a.m. Baseball Central will return tomorrow, but we'll have you covered on all levels as the Leafs clean out their lockers after that stunning Game 7 meltdown against the Boston Bruins. You don't have to go anyplace else. We'll have it all covered for you right here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. Going to continue taking your calls. Give me your Leafs letter grade. Give me the guys coming back to summer school. Chris Johnson joins us as well from Sportsnet. All that ahead on The Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Cooler than Math Club and almost as cool as Chess Club. The Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Now more of the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
You can't blame the youth. You can't fool the youth. You can't blame the youth of today. You can't fool the youth. You're teaching youths to learn in school.
The Toronto Maple Leafs are cleaning out their lockers today. Maybe we'll have a little Peter Tosh playing in the back. No, I don't. Somehow I don't think these guys are into Peter Tosh. So we're giving our as the Leafs leave school for summer vacation, a little later than a lot of us thought, but also a little earlier than a lot of us thought, with about 6 minutes left in Game 7. It's time now to give out letter grades. Time now to give out report cards. Time to decide who needs to come back to summer school. I've given out my report card. I give the Leafs a C+. Give them a nice pat on the back as they go out the door. But I'd like to see Dion Phaneuf and Nazem Kadri hang around for a couple of weeks of summer school, and I bring everybody back to learn how to win a face-off, because it just can't be that hard. And it's almost a systemic failure on the part of this team when it comes to face-off. So that's my letter grade. Those are my guys who need a little time in summer school. I want your list. Justin in Toronto, you're in Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Thanks for taking the call.
No problem, Jeff.
You know, all the obvious suspects of the infamous Kadri's, but what people fail to realize is what we just did with Tyler Bozak. You just basically told his agent that he's worth way more than what he really is now, based on the fact that we couldn't win a faceoff. And if they're going to bring him back, they're going to overpay him like they did with Grabowski and like they did with Phaneuf based on that Calgary contract. So that's a glaring problem right now. In regards to the rest of the team, I think they need to learn how to block shots. Games 2, 3, and 4, they did a great job of it, but then they just forgot, and it was a glaring, you know, mistake with Kuhlman trying to, you know, give up his body for the betterment of the team and to try and win. I mean, I told your producer, I give them a B- only because they made the playoffs, but everything that happened during the course of the season showed in Game 7, not being able to win the faceoffs, you know, guys quitting on plays, you know, things like that. And Dion Phaneuf, you know, Victor, I think the whole, you know, take a man off the team. I think it's wrong, but I think Dion Phaneuf should lose his captaincy because he didn't show the leadership to either say if he's injured, like you're mentioning, or to give himself up even more if it meant taking a penalty and cross-checking Chara. But I think that, you know, put a chip on his shoulder, take it away from him and say that it should be for somebody else. And lastly, my honor student is Phil Kessel.
Yep.
You know, sometime in the 25th game of the season, Phil Kessel made a decision for the rest of his career, and I think that fans need to let this guy go based on the trade and realize that we have a special player. The guy decided he wants to be Doug Gilmour-esque, a two-way player who is an amazing skater that defends his player better than most Leafs in the team. And as you mentioned, you know what, he would have been great to be on the ice at the end there regarding, you know, covering a forward. But Phil Kessel's the honor student of the year for sure.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if he can take the C away from a guy. I think you have to, if you're going to do that, you have to move him out. I just do. I think it might create some issues. But I like what you said about Kessel, and I guess maybe the thing I'm taking away from the playoffs, if someone said to me, what surprised you most about what you saw in the playoffs? I did a total reevaluation of Phil Kessel's game. Phil Kessel not only scored some goals against the Bruins and played well against the Bruins, I started to take a look at what the guy did in the playoffs before then. You know, Phil Kessel's been a good playoff performer. If you look at his numbers, he's been a real good playoff performer.
Yeah, just about a point a game in the
yes.
with Phil Kessel. The monkey's off his back with Boston. I
totally.
Think moving forward, this guy is going to thrive against Boston because he's answered the critics in Boston. He did in the playoffs, which most people figured he was going to wilt like a flower
yep.
in the playoffs, and he would be zero across the board. But he did his job, and I think that's a great building block with him and Lupo. But personally, what Glenn Healy said this morning, I know you disagree with him. However, Glenn Healy is one of the only few media members, and I know you have your moments, that says it like it is. James Reimer is not the answer, and I hope that they go to Los Angeles and they pry Jonathan Bernier away from them. There's no way he's going to sit on the bench for a third year in a row, possibly being the backup to a Stanley Cup champion goalie for a third year. And the guy's only 23 years old, 24, and he's in his prime, or at least a chance to grow into his prime. I think we should take a chance and take a risk because the kid that's behind Reimer, he's not the answer. He'll be a backup the rest of his career.
I appreciate the call, Justin. Certainly Glenn Healy's got people talking. There's no doubt about that. Chris Johnson of Sportsnet joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Chris, I guess, are you down at the ACC or you're on your way down there? Or are you doing on the playoff road someplace?
I'm on my way down there and then off on the playoff road after that.
So, nice.
Yeah, it doesn't get going for an hour and a half here.
Just out of interest, sake, Glenn Healy in our show made the comment very, very clearly that he doesn't think James Reimer's the goaltender for this team going forward, that they need to add another goaltender, that has to be an offseason priority. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm of the opinion that he can still be the number one goaltender for this team. And, we saw him have a very good, regular season. I think if you look at his numbers, they're up there, in the top 10 among goalies. And he finished strong in the second half there after, it was sort of, there was a lot of attention around Dave Nonis and whether he was going to get Mika Kiprusoff at the trade deadline. I thought James Reimer responded very well to that and played, exceptionally well after that deadline passed. And, we shouldn't forget that it was Tuukka Rask a few years ago in his first playoff series blowing a 3-0 lead to the Philadelphia Flyers. And, obviously when he got the chance for a second time against the Leafs, he looked very good. So I think even though this one didn't end up that well for James Reimer, I wouldn't rule him out just yet. Although I understand where Glenn's comment might come from because they might look for a little bit more experience as a backup, someone maybe to push him a little bit more.
Yeah, and I also agree with Glenn. We've all seen it. We've all pointed it out. The rebounds. Hey, I thought around the midway point of the season, I actually thought by and large during the season, Reimer did a better job of controlling his rebounds. But, I mean, Chris, one of the things that scares me about him is I just think that glove hand is way too weak. You compare, and maybe Tuukka Rask is off the charts with his glove hand, but you compare how Tuukka Rask catches a puck compared to how Reimer looks like. He almost looks like Melky Cabrera trying to track a ball down in the lights when it comes to catching a puck. It just, there's kind of a sloppiness there, I guess, that
yeah.
worries you.
I mean, there's a feeling actually around the Leafs that he did make some strides in that regard this year. But, at the important time, we saw it sort of crop up there on the third Boston goal where his Dano Chara point shot came through and went in and out of James's glove. And that helped, spur the comeback a little bit. But I will say with James Reimer, if it wasn't for him, I don't think the Leafs won either Game 5 mm-hmm. or Game 6. He made about 72 saves, if my memory serves correct, combined in those two games. And, for me, I don't think he was the problem here. I think, the number one, issue if I was Dave Nonis is finding a way for this team to play better defensively. And that obviously starts with the blue line, which I thought was exposed as being quite weak. I mean, it wasn't a surprise necessarily heading in, but they had to log a lot of minutes, Dion Phaneuf and Carl Gunnarsson. And obviously with some of the injuries they had, the depth was tested. But, for me, I think that if the team can play better defensively, I think James Reimer will be just fine.
Yeah, I've been telling people, I just need to wait a little bit on Phaneuf. A couple of things that looked to me like the guy was hurt. And also, Carl Gunnarsson was hurt. I mean, we know that. And for the longest time, it's almost as if Dion's playing for him as well. So I get Dion Phaneuf is such an easy target. He really is. Even if he didn't have the C, he'd be an easy target. But at the same time, Chris, I'm with you. You'd like to have one more elite defender. I think they've got a lot of good depth defensemen, and maybe Jake Gardner becomes an elite guy next year or maybe the year after, but they need another guy right now.
Yeah, and it would be nice if they could get sort of a big, physical, stay-at-home, very reliable type of defenseman, because obviously Jake Gardner, you know, we saw his skill set, you know, throughout this playoffs and obviously the last couple of years here, and we know Morgan Rielly, the top pick from last season. You know, I'm not sure if he'll be ready for next year, but he sort of brings a similar type of game to Jake Gardner. And, you know, it seems to me that it'd be nice if this team could have almost like a Luke Shen or something, someone, mm-hmm. you know, a player of that ilk that they can rely on defensively, because, you know, it's great that they have those fleet-footed defensemen, but I think you also need sort of very tough guys to play against, you know, bruising type of guys. And, you know, I thought the Bruins really just, I mean, it's obvious with Zdeno Chara, but I bet they had the edge in that series, you know, on the blue line. Even when they had some injuries there in Game 7, they found a way to get it done.
Chris Johnson of Sportsnet joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Who are you most looking forward to hearing speak today? Who are you most intrigued about hearing today?
Well, for Randy Carlyle, you know, for me, I'm curious to see what he'll say about the game. I mean, I would guess that perhaps he'll just try to focus the conversation forward and talk about how it'll be a learning experience, but you know, I'll be curious to see if he bites and says he would have done something differently that might have led to a different outcome. And, you know, among the players, I would pick Joffrey Lupo. I'm sure by now most of the listeners saw his tweet that said that loss will haunt him for the rest of his life. And I understand that. And I think when Joffrey Lupo is a veteran player in this league, unlike a lot of the Leafs players, I think he realizes just how valuable the opportunity they had and squandered was the other night there. And you know, he's always very well-spoken. And I think, you know, I'd just be curious to you know, hear his thoughts on why he thought it got away and what they got to do to move forward.
I mean, we've been taking calls this morning, and a lot of people, the player that they seem most pleased with in a lot of ways is Phil Kessel. I have to ask you, Chris, if you're the Leafs now, do you feel differently about maybe signing him or trying to get him signed to a long-term contract than you did 2.5 months ago?
Yeah, I think you do, and it's not just because of the playoff series. I thought this season, you know, despite getting off to a very slow start, I believe it was 10 games he went without scoring right off the hop. But I thought he showed a lot more in his game this year than he had in his previous three here in Toronto. And, you know, certainly even during the playoff series, you just saw Phil Kessel back-checking. You know, there was almost a level of care there, and it's probably always been there, but it showed a lot more this year. And I do think he took strides as a player this season. And, you know, I guess the biggest question will become for the Leafs is how much are you willing to pay to have him here long-term? Because, you know, the only two major contracts we've seen since the new collective bargaining agreement were the one signed by Ryan Getzlaff and Corey Perry, and they were in the $8, $9 million range over a lot of years. And I'm not necessarily saying that's what it'll take to get Phil, but it'll be somewhere close to that. And, you know, I think that'll be the biggest decision is if they're willing to commit that kind of money and over how many years, because he might be looking for a 6-7, 8-year deal.
Chris, thanks so much for doing this, as always.
No problem, Jeff. Thank you.
Take care. That is Chris Johnson of Sportsnet. Off to the Air Canada Centre. The Leafs are cleaning out their lockers today. That really does sound like something out of school, doesn't it? The Leafs are cleaning out their lockers today. Hockey Central will have a special Hockey Central 2-hour edition of it starting at 11 o'clock. Baseball Central will return tomorrow. Dave Nonis, Randy Carlyle expected to address members of the media. We'll have our team of Sportsnet 590, the fan reporters down at the Air Canada Centre. We'll be getting all the reaction from the players. We'll, of course, have the news conference live with Dave Nonis and Randy Carlyle. Again, Hockey Central starting at 11 o'clock, a special 2-hour edition today to get you through the entire postmortem that the Leafs will be conducting, the public postmortem, at least, that the Leafs will be conducting today. We will, however, talk about baseball. Jerry Howarth, the play-by-play voice of the Blue Jays, will join us. The Jays pounding the San Francisco Giants over 2 games at the Rogers Center. Winners of 4 in a row. They've got today off before they open a series against the New York Yankees in the Bronx. Then they're back home to play the Rays and the Orioles. This is May 16th? This is a big 9 or 10 game stretch right now for this team. I know it's early, but it is. There's a flicker of hope right now, and they've got to breathe some life into that flicker of hope
and starts tomorrow in the Bronx. Jerry Howarth will join us. This is the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.